Hello?
Hello, sir. This is Jeff again. I'm so sorry that we got disconnected. So let's go ahead and proceed with the survey. We are just in the last part. No problem. It's not going to be taking much of your time. So let me just repeat it back to you, the question. We do appreciate your attention as well. Some people say that no matter who people vote for it, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, those voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Much different.
You said big difference, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, as you may know, there will be election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
What's that?
Yeah, do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Where will you please live?
Well, no, I understand, sir. So just to make sure, this is going to be part of the service, exactly. And I would appreciate it if you just confirm, you know, the way that you consider yourself, please. That would be much appreciated. We are just ending, just to let you know.
So what are the options?
I'm sorry, what do you say?
What are the options? Repeat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the options are 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else.
Now, what I'm saying, I don't understand the first one. So if you consider yourself male, where will you place me?
No, I understand that. So that means it's going to be, I mean, the first option is heterosexual or straight. So just to make sure.
I'm straight.
Okay, thank you. All right. So are you married or marrying, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Separated.
Thank you. Are you the parent of guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
What's that?
Yeah, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say you are employing full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student?
Sick.
You said sick, correct?
Yes.
So can would that be considered like permanently disabled or just sick?
Just sick, not working.
Okay, thank you. All right, let me move forward on this. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
30.
What was your answer, I'm sorry?
30.
You said 30, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it will be 30,000, is that correct?
30,000.
All right, thank you. All right, what is your present religion, if any?
Christian.
All right, you said Christian, correct? All right, thank you. All right, just give me one moment. Let me just confirm something really quick. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Yeah, slow a little bit.
All right, there'll be a few times, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, so this concludes our therapy for today, and thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time, sir, okay?
You're welcome.
All right, perfect. Have a great day. Stay safe. Bye. Mm-hmm.